Now I can read you a few questions. You ready?
Can I, Vern?
He said you have to answer that one first. Have you ever lost your life to Jesus? Luke 9:23. And Jesus said to them all, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." That's what I call it. It's a Luke 9:23 pen. Which, by the way, I found it. One of our ministers stole it. I appreciate everybody around the state looking for my pen this week. It was one of our own ministers that stole it. And he repented and made restitution and received forgiveness. Oh, look at this! Look at this! Another one I didn't even know I was missing came back. Another minister. We're surrounded by thieves that love Jesus. I love it. Oh, John 3:27. I'm trying to remember. Is that the one? That's not. No, it's not. He must increase and I must decrease. How's it go? A man can receive nothing except to be given him from above. And John 3:30 says, he must increase, but I must decrease. One question. Everybody's looking. I'm asking you, would you ask yourself this question and make a decision? Would you at least ask God, "God, work that in me, because I want to give you what you want"? Have you ever lost your life to Jesus? I didn't ask if you gave him your life. I know you did. You're at a level. I'm talking about losing your life. It's no longer your life. You can't just make that decision. But you need to tell God, "I want to make that decision." He's after you. Isn't he? That's right. God told me some things he wants to do. God's been telling Sue. I really appreciate restoration. That's cool. You like repenting, don't you? You become like who you associate with. Is that it? Yeah, probably. It started with Eve. Okay, but anyway. Actually, it started with snake breath. But anyway. God's been moving on me. There's questions that God is saying, "Harvey, I want to make it so easy for the people at Burning Bush to..." You see, when you struggle, it's because you're still wrestling. You're still trying to do it. You're still trying to do it. You're trying to be a good Christian. You're trying to do these things we're talking about. And I appreciate that so much. God just blesses him so much that that's where your heart is. But he's like, "Don't you understand?" Do you know what God keeps having me say to people all week, everywhere I go into the bank, right? And I said, "How are you doing?" She says, "I'm..." And it's a Christian. Her name's Melissa Cook or something like that at Huntington. And she goes, "Harvey, I'm just struggling. I'm having a hard time." And I said, "You are?" I said, "So you can't handle it?" She goes, "No, I can't." I said, "Why don't you tell Father, 'Father, I can't handle this.'" I said, and I can see him reaching down. I said, "Can't you see him?" And he's leaning down to you and saying, "I know, I want to do it for you. I've been waiting for you to give it up. Will you just give it to me? Let me do it for you." And she's like, "Oh, Harv." And then, so I come in like the next day or whatever it was, you know. And I said, "How you doing?" She goes, "I'm doing so good." I said, "Are you?" And she said, "Yeah, I gave it to him and he took it." Do you see what I'm saying? It's like, don't you understand? See, before I used to get all... I'm sorry. I would get disappointed in people and I would be like, "Didn't you get this?" You know, and whatever. And now it's like, it's just like I'm loving you right where you are, but it's like, "Oh, he's got so much more for you." It's like it's so easier when he does it. But it's like we've got to admit, "I can't do it. But if we're keeping on doing this, see, a secret is just lose your life. Give it to Jesus and take your hands off. This is my eternal choice. Here's my life. You gave me your life as a gift, didn't He? The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Not of works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. He gave us a gift. Are you willing to give Him a gift tonight? This is not like any other gift you'll ever give Him. This is not like any other gift you'll ever give Jesus. This is giving Him your life. Losing your life. It's no longer yours. So you've got to make... This is huge. Because it's going to cost you everything. And yet it doesn't cost you anything. Because all you're giving Him is your life. And did you know, remember, you can't outgive Him? What do you think He'll give you back? What you're giving Him is basically control. But you're only giving Him what He wants, because all He wants is you. Can you imagine what Bernie Bush... Don't you like hanging around people that have given their life to Jesus? Don't you? Can you imagine what it'd be like if we all gave our life to Him? Can you imagine what it'd be like just to be around people that... Dude, can you just even imagine? I've been in a lot of churches. I love this one best. I don't even care how many show up. I don't even care. Because God shows up. Church for me. But every one of you that shows up is like a reflection. And it's like, so God. March 27th. Oh, that's why somebody said John 3:27. March 27th. 3:27. Would you be willing? I'm not trying to talk into something. I'm trying to be quiet here. Would you be willing to lose your life to Jesus right now? Is He worth it? I mean, really. Do you know why people get hurt, boys and girls, in relationships? Because they do that with a person. And they can't be trusted. Because we're all sinners. But you can lose your life to Jesus. He won't hurt you. He only has your best interest at heart. He's all about you. Psalm 115:12 says, He is mindful of you. Life to Jesus. The question, Steve, is, have you ever lost your life to Jesus? See, a lot of people have given their life, but they give it in degrees. Losing it means it's not yours anymore. Because then you now get to live the Jesus life. Have you ever lost your life to Jesus? Have you ever given your life completely to Jesus with no restrictions? just totally giving it to Him. When you lose your life to Jesus, there's no more worries. You know why? Because He's in control. Glenn asked me, or Dave, or several of you, do you have work this week? Yeah, DBJ asked me. I said, we have work on Monday. And I just got a call. We got a work on Tuesday from one guy. I normally have work every day. Been doing this 21 years. I'm known all over the state. We ought to, what's going on? But I told God, it doesn't matter. If you want to supply our needs through tub glaze, that's fine. If you want us to move, that's fine. If you want me to go do something else, that's fine. It doesn't matter. I lost my life to Him. And now it's up to Him. I gave it to Him. Now it's up to Him. Who do I marry? Where do I work? How is this bill taken care of? What about my grandkids? You see what I'm saying? It's like, there's a song. Everything is in His hands. What was I made for? I was made for loving You. Like, what else? That's all I can do is love Him. You understand? But this journey for you won't begin until you lose your life. Until then, you're struggling to enter in. Doesn't mean you're not saved. Means you're struggling, trying to live the Christian life, trying to be good, trying to do enough, trying to deal with everything and do it in a godly way, and keep looking at yourself and realizing you failed. And I mean, when you get honest, you know what I'm saying? Lord, I don't want to keep talking. Have you ever lost your life to Jesus?